Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Christina Bettinelli from the University of Bergamo. She recently published an article entitled Shaping Entrepreneurship in Developing Countries, The Role of Savings and Credit Groups. She co-authored this paper with Barbara Del Bosco and Davide Castellani. She has published this article in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Christina, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Sure. Well, this research was conducted in collaboration, as you mentioned already, with a finance colleague, Davide Castellani, and with a dear friend of mine, Barbara Del Bosco from the University of Bicocca in Milan. Our journey began with an introduction to an incredible open access database, which is called the FinAccess Household Survey, which we retrieved from the Harvard Dataverse, which is a data repository which is renewed for its rigor and accuracy, and proved to be an invaluable resource for our study. The FinAccess Household Survey is a collaborative effort between Kenyan institutions and offered us a unique opportunity to examine the behaviors of around 1,000 individuals, a representative sample of the Kenyan population. This rich data set allowed us to delve into a question that had long intrigued us. And the question was, what role do the savings and credit groups play in stimulating entrepreneurship precisely in Kenya? You can imagine how happy we were when we discovered that this database was available for everyone. You know, it's not easy to find reliable and precise data nowadays. And finding this open access database covering almost 8,000 individuals with very precise survey answers was super nice for us. So while a number of studies have explored entrepreneurship, you know, in developed countries, we recognize that there is a gap for what regards developing countries. So we embarked on this project to investigate the Kenyan context, bringing a fresh perspective to this understudied area. Our analysis of the FinAccess Household Survey revealed fascinating insights into the relationship between the credit and savings groups and entrepreneurship in Kenya.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Well, the paper delves into the fascinating world of credit and savings groups. Let me define them. Credit and savings groups are financial arrangements where members pool their savings and access loans. So people come together and collaborate in order to help each other with giving money and accessing loans. They are prevalent in developing countries and for a good reason, because they have the potential that has already captured the attention of researchers, NGOs, and policymakers alike. So we are adding valuable insights to the limited literature on credit and savings groups and entrepreneurship in sub-Saharan countries like Kenya. As I mentioned before, existing studies haven't fully explored the positive effects of credit and savings groups on new venture creation. And our work fills exactly this gap. So we employed a social embeddedness lens to reveal the corporate credit and savings groups and show how they operate as more than a simple financial service provider. Indeed, we show that they foster crucial social interactions, and these interactions bridge both financial and educational gaps. So this was very interesting for us to find, ultimately leading to the creation of new ventures. So I think these are the main contributions.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Yeah. Well, we contribute to a key question in the field, as I mentioned before. We try to understand how much does social capital impact value creation, and our findings demonstrate that there is a clear connection. Actually, our inspiration came from a visit by our friend and colleague, dear Alistair Anderson. A few years ago, he visited us at the University of Bergamo, and I still remember his energetic personality and captivating research on the impact of context and networks on entrepreneurship. So this sparked our curiosity. So we were particularly interested in how social contexts and relationship networks influence entrepreneurial ventures. As highlighted in by the social embeddedness literature, the surrounding context actually plays a crucial role in shaping access to resources and influencing the perception of entrepreneurial opportunities. We were able, with this work, to address this issue by using the data on Kenya that I mentioned a few minutes ago. So this was actually the trigger of our work, and I really like to keep thinking about Alistair Anderson's main contribution and how he really made the difference in our field.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Thanks for asking. Given the bare results, we decided to perform some additional analysis to understand the dynamics of credits and saving groups, what we call the postdoc analysis. And there, we discovered that newer credit and savings groups are more free, and more frequent group meetings are linked to a higher chance of members starting businesses. Also, valuing credit and savings groups as financial advice source increases the likelihood of starting a business. So these particular characteristics of the dynamics of credit and savings groups were not expected, were not actually the very focus of our paper, but they emerged in our postdoc analysis. And this suggests that trust and social interaction within the group actually play a significant role in fostering entrepreneurship.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Well, by understanding how savings and credit groups empower individuals, we can actually design programs that leverage their strengths to foster a more vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem in sub-Saharan Africa. So with this study, we argue that supporting credit and savings groups is an effective way to boost entrepreneurship in developing countries. You know, there are many studies that try to understand how to help developing countries and foster entrepreneurship there. With this study, we find and show that savings and credit groups help create new businesses and bridge the gap between wealthy, educated, and less fortunate individuals. Also, supporting credit and saving groups offers quicker results compared to traditional poverty reduction or education policies, according to our initial evidence. And savings and credit groups are actually tools that already exist. They are already widespread. So this means that it won't be difficult to make them a readily available tool for policymakers that could use them and foster their use even more. Finally, our research shows how to help disadvantaged entrepreneurs. So savings and credit groups provide access to resources and opportunity, especially valuable for those with limited means. In short, I would say that the credit and savings groups offer a practical and faster way to empower entrepreneurs, particularly those facing disadvantages in developing countries.
Thanks a lot, Christina, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Shaping Entrepreneurship in Developing Countries, The Role of Savings and Credit Groups. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you, Vincent, for the opportunity.